are here at the CUES 2020 Symposium on the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii. This place is amazing. Jennifer Binkley here from Altura Credit Union, CEO. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. How's the conference going for you?
It's amazing, yeah. Beautiful, a lot of great speakers, great content.
Any takeaways off the top of your head?
I really enjoyed Harry Kramer and his take on leadership, so I want to get his book and bring it back. Our executive team loves it after I come to conferences like this. I'm always bringing back stuff, but I think it was a really good message.
Indeed. Well, Harry's getting like tons of testimonials. My gosh, yeah, everybody I talk to is like, Harry, Harry, Harry. So he did a great job, so good stuff. Hey, we're also talking about the professional development program you guys are going through with DDJ Myers. So what, explain us to what exactly is it, and then we'll ask you like, hey, why are you doing it, that type of stuff.
Maybe I can explain why we're doing it.
All right.
I can get into
why
it.
Are you guys doing this?
So I'm a relatively new CEO. I became CEO of Altura in the middle of 2017.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. Prior to that, I was our COO for a number of years, and the board did a nationwide search. Luckily, they selected me. It's not every day you get to do your dream job, so it's been an amazing journey. But when I became promoted, I had to fill my position, and then there were gaps in the organization. And so we hired new people on, we promoted people, and what we realized is as we are moving people up that sometimes because you were great in the position you were in, maybe you weren't ready and prepared for the position we had placed you in. And so we really started looking for partners for a development program. Mm-hmm. And as we were out there and we were talking, one of the things that just really struck us about DDJ was that it was a whole comprehensive program, and it wasn't just about the individual, like I'm going to give you this leadership plan, but it was about the team, and it wasn't just about the individual and the team, but it was about the whole organization, and there was ways to measure that. And so because measurement is so important to me and everything we can measure, it just seemed like a perfect fit. And so that's why we did it. That's why we chose DDJ. Okay. We've only been in it for about 8 months now, but we've already seen some pretty amazing results. We've done employee engagement surveys for years, and our engagement is high. We are at 92% for employee engagement. But when we did the organizational alignment assessment, what we realized is, oh, wow, we don't just need to keep giving employees things to be engaged. It's really about what we're communicating and how we're communicating and how aligned they are to our purpose and our mission. And so it gave us some real concrete things we could go and tackle.
So what are some goals that you want to achieve going through the program?
So, well, of course.
Obviously better performance and all that type of
stuff. We have a large organic growth goal that we'd like to achieve. So that's always sitting out there. We'd like to improve our products and services on our membership and membership loyalty. So those type of metrics. But from the individual leaders, they have their own personal goals for the type of leaders they want to become. And they're all very unique to them. They created them. It wasn't just like they got slapped on something. And what makes the program so great is Peter has developed an actual leadership development plan along with them and myself that we actually are working to. So they feel really fulfilled too. Their engagement has gone up. I like to joke around that this process isn't for the faint of heart. If you're looking for the leadership program where we all, you know, have snacks and sing kumbaya and hold hands, this isn't it. We've had some really direct conversations. Really enforcing that feedback is a gift. And sometimes when you've worked with people for a long time, you want to be nice to them. It's not always easy at the peer level for them to give each other feedback. Yeah. And so they're learning how to do that. And that's been so enlightening because they'll tell each other things now and correct each other. And then I'm not having to do it. And they'll say, I had a conversation with Kevin yesterday and what he said. So it's been great so far.
Well, it kind of frees you up as well, right?
Well, exactly. It's they're leading and managing up. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to feel like I'm managing. It's all about us growing together.
Right. So what's next? I mean, you've been through 8 months. What's next? So, I mean, because you say, hey, you know, it's sometimes worthwhile things take great effort. And so it sounds like this is one of those things. Because you're going through something that's going to be extremely, if not already, beneficial to your credit union, but you're still going through it. So what's next? What's next on the agenda?
So what started this year is we brought in board development because while we've done board planning every year and we've gone over strategic planning and we bring in speakers, we haven't done specific programs for the board development. So the board's chosen, please cut that out, the board's chosen their development program. But I think, and you talked to our board earlier, because we've never done that, I think it's a change. But so far, I believe the feedback's been good. Hopefully it's been good.
They're nodding their heads right
They're nodding
the
their heads. Yeah. And then the other thing that we're doing this year is we're actually bringing in the Emerging Leader Program for all of our management, although it's going to be a two-year phased approach. Okay. So they get the same chance to develop because leadership's all about continuing to learn and not, you know, staying where we are today.
Yeah. And speaking of the board going through their program, how has it helped you guys work better together? Just a question off the top of my head. So
the board's had one day of their JoJo, but I think I'm calling it a JoJo. So we're using similar language. I think what it will do after the planning session is the same concepts that the executive team's been working on, the board will be working on, and it just creates different conversations. The conversations become less tactical,
right,
and they become more strategic,
right,
and more member-focused, which, okay, is exactly what we want.
Yeah, I'm so curious to see how the dynamic works now. When you go through like a self-assessment and then you learn all these different tools,
yeah,
and tactics
not,
and stuff.
It's not always. I'd say when you first get it back, you're not like, oh, great. What you do realize is everyone's sort of saying the same things, and so sometimes we're not always aware of those things if people aren't telling us. So I think for our executive team, it wasn't a comfortable process the first, probably the first 2 months of it,
right,
wasn't comfortable. But people get used to that,
but
and
in the long
like
run,
it, and then you crave it, and you're just continuing to grow.
And in the long run, my gosh, you know, the benefits are going to be huge, off the charts. So
exactly.
Good stuff.
Talk to you in a few years, and then you can ask me,
okay,
what
the
actual results are, and I can tell you. I can time to our performance. But so we're just looking to continue to grow and move ahead.
Right on. Good stuff. Anything else to add?
No.
Up here?
I don't think so.
All right.
It's been great meeting you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you very much for taking time. I know you're a busy lady, as long as with your board as well. So go have some fun and enjoy the rest of the show.